在圣经讲习会的时候，我们有互相勉励说，我们要能够有这个读经的写这个读经的日记。
In our Bible seminar last week, that we talk about that we should have a habit to write Bible verses diary.
其中的一个方法呢，就是用这个六个 W 的这个方式。
One of the ways that we can use is to use the six letter of W this method.
当时没有机会给大家例子哈，那今天晚上就用一个例子哈，我们来做参考。
At the time, I didn't have opportunity to give example, but tonight I would like to give some example.
我们请看撒母耳记上三十章。
Let's please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 30 verse 1.
第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了喜格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破喜格拉，用火焚烧。
Verse 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekite had invaded the south, and the Ziklag, and submitted the Ziklag, and burned it with fire.
第二节，掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。
Verse 2, and he had taken the women's captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way.
第三节，大卫和跟随他的人到了那城，不料城已烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去了。
Verse 3, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives.
这里讲到大卫跟随他的勇士他们离开家三天的路程。
It says that David and his soldier left their home place and for three days.
所以当这个坏人强盗来的时候，他们来不及保护自己的妻子儿女。
So when the enemy came, they didn't have enough time to protect their wives and their daughters and sons.
那为什么这些男人离开家这么远的距离
？So why is the man in the household have left this far place？
第四节
，Verse 4，
大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭的没有气力。
Then David and people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep。
第五节，大卫的两个妻耶斯列人亚希软和做过拿巴妻的加密人亚比该也被掳去了。
Verse 5, and David's two wives were taken captive, and Hanom the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite.
这些男人，这些勇士他们看到这种情景，他们也放声而哭。
All these men and also the soldiers see these circumstances and all weep.
不但他们的产业都被夺了，他们的妻子儿女也被抢走了。
Not only their inheritance was taken, also their sons and daughter and wives were taken captives.
第六节
，Verse 6，
大卫甚是焦急，因众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却依靠主他的神，心里坚固。
And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stone him, because the soul of all peoples was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters.But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
在这样的情景之下，大家非常的伤心，而且非常的情绪化。
At this situation and this condition, that most of them are very sorrowful.
然后也非常的 emotion.
They're also very emotion.
所以他们甚至说要用石头打死大卫。
So even they want to stone David to death.
让我们先简单的来用这个六个 W 来看一下这一段。
So now we simply use the six W to look at this passage.
第一个是什么人呢？这里头讲到的就是大卫以及跟随大卫的这些人。
So who? The first one, who are these people? And here talk about David and also people who follow David.
那发生了什么事情
？So what happened?
就是他们的财产、他们的妻子儿女都被抢走了。
So their inheritance and also their wives and sons and daughter were taken captives.
那这是发生在什么时候呢
？So when would these take place？
哦，这个已经是在撒母耳记的快要记上快要结束的时候。
This is the near end of First Samuel。
哦，就是扫罗王，扫罗王啊，这个即将他的王国即将要灭亡。
So the kingdom of King Saul is about to destroy and perish.
哦，那我们知道再来就是大卫。他要成为以色列人的王。
So then we know after that, David will become the king of Israel.
哦，那这时候也正是以色列人跟非利士人在征战的时候。
And at this time, it's also the Israelites and also Philistines in the battle.
那所以这是一个对大卫来讲是一个很重要的时刻。
So for David, this is a very crucial moment.
哦，他就要当王了。
At this time that he is about to become a king.
哦、但是我们也看到这个时候也是大卫一个非常危险的时刻。
But at this time also this is in David is in this serious situations.、
哦、因为这些跟随他的人呢、啊哦、他们本来是忠于效忠于大卫的，现在他们甚至说要拿石头打死大卫。
And at this time all these followers was a follower of David, but at this time that they evenwant to stone David to death.
那这个发生的地点呢、啊、在第一节告诉、啊、撒母耳记上三十章第一节告诉我们、啊、是在洗格拉。
So this event take place, it's at Ziklag.、
啊、这是在非利士地。
And this is in Philistines, the kingdom of Philistine,、啊、the land of Philistines.、
啊、那主要我们要想两件事情。
So we can think two main things.
第一个就是为什么会发生这样的事情。
First, why is this it happens and take place this way?、
哦、再来就是那要如何来处理、来面对所发生的事情。
So then it's how can we solve this problems and the situation they were facing?、
哦、一个事情的发生，它一定会有它的原因。
The event that anything happens or the result, there's always a cost.
那通常也不会只有一个单一的原因。
So usually it's not only one cause.
那为什么大卫他会落入了这样的一个、啊、一个困难的、啊、一个危机里头？
So why is it David was fall into this type of a situation?
我们请看撒母耳记上二十七章。
Let's please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 27.
撒母耳记上二十七章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 27 verse 1。
第一节，大卫心里说：“必有一日，我死在扫罗手里，不如逃奔非利士地去。扫罗见我不在以色列境内，就必绝望，不再寻索我，这样我可以脱离他的手。”
Verse 1. And David said in his heart, "I shall not now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistine."And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand.
啊，大卫当时过着躲避扫罗王的生活。
At the time, David was living a life of escaping from Saul.
啊，每当扫罗王知道大卫在哪里，他就带着兵要去抓大卫。
So every time when King Saul know where David is hiding, and he would send troops, a soldier.Wanted to capture David.
这个扫罗他不但要抓到大卫，甚至他是要这个杀掉大卫。
So not only wanted to capture David, that he even wanted to kill David.
哦，那常常那个情况真的是非常的危险。
So that in David's situation, at the time is very serious, in serious situations.
哦，因为扫罗知道他在哪里，带着兵就把那个地方全部包围。
And very dangerous, and also when Saul knows about where David's at, and he will send a troop to surround, try to capture David.
所以大卫他说，他离死只不过一步。
So David said that he only one step away from death.
虽然这么的危险，但是大卫没有死。
So even though David was in such a dangerous situation, but he did not die.
但是常常处在这样的生活里头呢，啊，总是让人觉得压力很大，这个 很担心的。
But often in a person in this type of situation, constantly, and a person might be always worried.
哦，那人都有人的想法，人的聪明。
So man has his own thinking and own his own smartness.
啊，所以在这里大卫啊，他就心里这样想。
So here David think in his heart.
啊，我该怎么办
？What shall I do？
哦，我应该怎样能够让我不用每天过着这一种紧这么紧张的生活
？So what can I do to live a life is not in such a in this nervousness in dangerous life？
哦，有时候人会说最危险的地方也会是最安全的地方。
Some people say the most dangerous places is the most safest place。
哦，那大卫他所要做的计划就是这个样子。
So what David was planning is like this way.
到腓力士人那里去。
Go to the land of Philistine.
哦，这个腓力士人是当时以色列人最大最强的敌人。
Philistine and these tribes is at the time is the most the enemies of Israelite.
所以大卫说：“我到腓力士地去。”
So David said, "I will go to the land of Philistine."
那扫罗王啊，因为以色列人比较弱，所以扫罗就不敢追我追到腓力士地去。
So because the Israelite is weaker, so Saul will not dare to pursue, chase after to the land of Philistine.
撒母耳记上二十七章第四节。
And let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 4.
第四节，有人告诉扫罗说，大卫逃到加特，扫罗就不再寻索他了。
Verse 4, and it was told Saul that David was fled.To God, and he saw no more again for him.
哇，大卫的计划真的成功了。
So the plan of David was successful.
这个扫罗王听大卫到腓力士地去，他真的就不敢去追大卫了。
So Saul had heard that David fled to the land of Philistine, that he has stopped seeking after David.
那大卫真的有平安吗
？So is David truly have peace at this time?
啊，其实啊，大卫。也没有得到平安。
But in fact, he did not have any peace.
啊，因为大卫从此之后呢，他要过着欺骗的生活。
And from then on, David will live a life of deceiving.
大卫曾经杀死过腓力士人的勇士哥利亚。
So David once had killed the soldier, the great soldier of Philistine, Goliath.
那所以大卫他如何能够得到腓力士王来信任他呢
？So how can David receive the trust from the king of Philistine？
啊，所以大卫这个人他做事情也真的很有计划。
So David would have it was everything he does is in the planning strategies。
我们请看二十七章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 27, verse 10.
亚基说：“你们今日侵夺了什么地方呢？”大卫说：“侵夺了犹大的南方，耶拉灭的南方，基尼的南方。”
So verse 10, and Achish said, "We have yet made a road to date." And David said, "Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelite, and against the south of the Kenite."
啊，这个大卫啊，常常拿东西。来贡献给这个腓力士王。
So David often offered to the king of Philistine.
这个腓力士王就说：“你这些东西哪里来的
？”So the king of Philistine asked David, "Where did you get these offering?"
这个大卫就说：“啊，我攻打了这个犹大的南部啊，我去攻打以色列人。
”So David said, "I against the south of Judah and the Israelite."
其实大卫呢，他并不是去攻打那些地方。
But in fact, David did not attack these places.
他将来要当以色列王，他怎么有可能去杀以色列人
？So in future he would become the king of Israel. So how can he be battle against the Israel?
所以他是骗腓力士王的。
So he had lied to the king of Philistine.
那他要让他的这个欺骗呢，不会被发现。
So he thought that he's lying. To the king will not be discovered.
我们请看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
无论男女，大卫没有留下一个带到加特来。他说，恐怕他们将我的事告诉人，说大卫在非利士地的时候常常这样行。
Verse 11, and David saved neither man or woman alive to bring tidings to the Goth, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying so did David, and so would be his manner all the while the dwelling in the country of the Philistines.
哦，这里说大卫把他所去抢夺的那个地方的男女都杀掉。
So here described that the place that David has conquered, that he had killed all the men and women at that place.
哦，这样子他欺骗非利士王的事情就不会啊，这个显露出来。
So the thing that he had deceived, lied to the king of Philistine, would not be open and discovered.
啊，所以十二节就讲到这个非利士王啊，他就相信了。
So in verse 12, described that the king of Philistine has believed David.
哦，所以大卫过着欺骗的生活。
So David was living a life of deceiving.
他欺骗非利士王。
Yeah, lied to the king of Israel, Philistine.
他总是怕着这个事实会让非利士王知道了。
He's afraid of this truth that will reveal to the king of Philistine.
哦，所以他甚至要用很残忍的手段，所到的地方。不留下活口。
So he even used very cruel way to kill people so no one would be alive.
哦，这就是为什么以后神说大卫的手是流过人的血的手。
So this is why later on when God says the hand of David is the hand of blood.
哦，所以啊，神不让大卫来为他盖圣殿。
So God would not allow David to build his temple.
哦，因为这里很多被杀的人应该都是无辜的。
So all these people was killed, was all innocent.
那这个大卫，他在三十章那里，他落入了一个很大的危险里头。
So in chapter 30, David was in a very dangerous situation.
那为什么呢
？Why？
因为他心里想，他就用自己的计划。
Because in his heart, thinking that he can use his own plan.
哦，我们心里也会想很多事情。
Sometimes in our heart, we also think many plans.
哦，我们会啊，我们心里想，我们就做很多的计划。
So in our heart, thinking, and we have planned many strategies.
哦，那这种心里告诉自己的，常常并不一定是对的。
So sometimes our heart is telling ourselves, might not be right all the time.
大卫是一个本来他一向都很总是求问神的一个人。
David, in the beginning, is a person always asking God.
好，我们请看这个撒母耳记上二十三章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
二十三章第一节。
23 verse 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
所以大卫就求问神。
So therefore David inquired of the Lord.
再看第十节。
Verse 10.
大卫祷告神，他求问神。
Then David prayed to God and asked God.
十一节
，verse 11.
大卫又求问神。
Again, David asked and inquired of the Lord.
这个在这种很这个生活非常紧张的时刻里头，求问神是一件理所当然的事情。
So when the life is living in dangers and the person asks God, this is normal.
那为什么二十七章大卫没有求问神
？So why is it in chapter 27, David did not ask God?
很有可能啊，大卫他自己知道这件事情神是不喜悦的。
Perhaps David might know that these things he asked, these things that he had done, might not please God.
所以啊，他不敢求问神。
So he dared not to ask God.
所以意思就是大卫自己知道。我正要做的事情是不得神喜悦的。
So this means David know the things he's about to do will not please God.
所以他不敢求问，没有求问神，他不敢求问神。
So he didn't ask God and he dared not to ask God.
有时候我们人在情况很紧急或这个很软弱当中，也会做这样的事情。
Sometimes when we are weak and in a situation is very dangerous, that we will also do this way.
我们也常常有时候也会知道我正在妥协。
So we often think that we are compromising.
哦，所以我们不敢求问神，不敢求神说你来成全这个事情。
So we dare not to ask God to help us to fulfill what we ask.
哦，所以这是人性的一个弱点。
So this is actually the nature of humans' weaknesses.
哦，我们会正在做我们知道是不对的事情。
So we often do the things that we know that is not right.
哦，当然不是常常哦，有时候我们会这样子。
Perhaps it's not always, but sometimes.
哦，那真的在那种情况很恶劣，我们又很软弱的时候，是会明明知道不对，而且还去做。
In a serious situation, also when we're weak, we know that it's not right, but we go ahead and do so.
本来看起来好像大卫他为自己解决了问题。
It seems that David helped himself to solve the problem.
哦，其实他将自己又放入了一个更严重的问题里头。
But in fact, he put himself in another dangerous, serious situation.
我们在解决问题的时候，常常也是这样子。
We often do the same way.
哦，我们好像在解决问题。
It seems that we're trying to solve the problem.
哦，其实我们只是从一个问题跳进去另外一个问题里头。
But in fact, we are jumping from one problem to another problem.
哦，甚至如果我们只靠自己的话，也常常跳入更大的问题里头。
So even when we rely onto ourselves, that we're jumping to another even bigger problems.
哦，我们来看看大卫的问题有多大。
Let's see and examine how big is David's problem.
好，我们请看撒母耳记上28章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 28.
28章，那时非利士人聚集军旅，要与以色列人打仗。亚吉对大卫说：“你当知道，你和跟随你的人都要随我出战。”
Verse 1, and it came to the pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel, and Achish say unto David, Know thou surely that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men.
好，我们看大卫是不是落入一个非常大的困难里头。
So let's look at if David is into this difficult situation.
非利士人要跟以色列人征战。
Philistine want to have a warfare with Israelite.
这个非利士王对大卫说：“你跟我出去，一起去打以色列人。”
The king Philistine asked David to accompany with him to fight against the Israelite.
如果你是大卫，你的内心是怎样的？
If you David, what is your heart is thinking?
哦，你真的是在两难之间。
You are between these two difficult situations.
你不能够对非利士王说我不去。
You cannot say no to the king of Philistine.
哦，除非你真的有一个很好的理由。
Unless you have a good reason.
啊，看起来是没有什么好的理由。
But it seems there is no good reason.
哦，那要去跟以色列人，真的跟以色列人打吗
？So is he truly will go fight against the Israelite?
哦，如果大卫真的去打以色列人，大卫也不用当王了，不用当以色列王了。
If David do fight against the Israelite, then he will not become a king of Israel.
这个28章第2节
，Chapter 28:2。
这个、大卫啊，他只好对王说：“我跟你出去。”
So David said to the king of Philistine, "I will go with you."
这个大卫对亚吉王说：“仆人所能够做的事，王必知道。”
So the David said to the Achish, "That surely shall know what thy servant can do."
哇，这个亚吉王也非常的慷慨，就对大卫说：“我就立你永远做我的护卫长。”
And Achish has appointed him as a head of the officer.
所以这个是更大的危险。
So this is even in a greater dangerous situation.
哦，将来要当以色列王的，怎么可以出去跟以色列人打仗
？So in the future he will become the king of Israel. How can he go fight a war against Israel?
哦，他的前途就要这样子毁掉。
So all his future will be destroyed and perish.
但是神总是非常的怜悯我们的软弱。
But God has always had mercy on our weaknesses.
哦，神亲自 那个救拔的大卫。
God has delivered and helped David.
大卫虽然很聪明，但是在这个情况之下，他没有方法可以用。
Although David is very wise, but in this situation, that he has no other way, to know how to face the situations.
还是神怜悯他，化解了他的这个危险。
Because God had mercy on him, so then he can be able to solve his problem.
所以腓力士王说，你不用跟我出去征战。
So the king of Philistine, say to him, you do not have to go to war with me.
所以大卫他们就回家去。
So David had went back to his home.
那回到家里就发现财产、妻子、儿女都被抢走了。
And after he went back to his place, that he discovered that all his inheritance and sons and daughter was captured.
不但这样子，这些跟随的人，他们甚至在那种很情绪化的时候，甚至要打死大卫。
So even his follower at this dangerous situation, they want to stone him to death.
这些人都是要帮助大卫将来来当王的。
So all these people want to help David in the future to become king.
他们现在在这种很情绪化里头，甚至要打死大卫。
At this very emotional moment that they even want to stone David to death.
这也是人性的弱点。
And this is also the nature of humans' weaknesses.
人在很情绪化的时候，总是会说错话，做错事。
When a person is very emotional, they often make mistake what they said and what they have done.
人在情绪化的时候，也很难去分辨事情的这种好坏真假。
So when a person is very emotional, it's very difficult for them to discern what is right, what is true or real.
这时候真的是在很紧要的这种关头。
So at this time, they are in a very serious, dangerous situation and turning point.
所以大卫如果没有处理好，他当王就会有问题了。
If David did not do it the right way, then there will be a problem for him to become king.
在这种大家都很情绪化的时候，最要紧的就是大卫他需要能够安静下来。
At this moment, everyone is very emotional. The most important thing is for David to have a quiet heart.
第六撒母耳记上三十章第六节说，大卫也是非常的焦急。
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible described that David was in a very hasty. It is very hasty.
但是他必须要安静下来，冷静下来。
But David need to be quiet down, have peace.
所以第六节的下半句话就讲到大卫啊，他就依靠主他的神，心里坚固。
So verse 6 in the later on passage that says that David has relied unto God so that his heart has peace.
这个就是一个敬畏神的人，一个基督徒他宝贵的地方。
So this is a very precious as a Christian that is fear God.
是的，我们是人。带着血肉之体，我们会有软弱的时候。
Of course, we're human that we carry flesh. Sometimes, we are weak.
那常常也因为我们的软弱，把我们推到了死角。
But often because our weaknesses push us to a dead corner.
那一般人到了死角啊，就真的是死在那里。
When a person pushed to a dead corner, that indeed at that time he's dead.
那一个基督徒宝贵的地方就是。在那个死角的时候，也就是神给人一个转捩点的时候。
What is precious about Christian is that when a person is at the dead corner, and this is when God gives him a chance of a turning point.
我常常在那种时刻啊，人就突然的醒悟过来。
At that moment when the person is waking up.
一个基督徒他会醒悟过来。
A Christian that will be awake.
那这里就讲到大卫他醒悟过来，他依靠神。
So here described David awakened, and he start to trust, rely unto God.
他不再有那种我心里说。
So he no longer had the heart of his own thinking.
他这时候他知道只有依靠神。
At this time that he understand he can only trust into the Lord.
当他依靠神的时候，他也就能够。
When he trusts in God, At this moment, he will have quiet heart.
所以就说他依靠神，心里就坚固。
So because he trusts unto the Lord, that his heart was strengthened.
所以这是一个重点。
So this is a important point.
这个大卫他如何来处理他的这个危机？
So how can David solve his dangerous situations?
也是在神的怜悯里头。
It's within the mercy of God.
神将他推到了这个死角。
God had pushed him to this death corner.
他没有路可走了，他只好像以前那样子全心的来依靠神。
He has no way out, and the only way is like how he was before, to fully trust into the Lord.
所以他开始要带领这些跟随的人去把他们的妻子儿女给追回来。
So he began to lead his follower, his people, to bring his children and wife and daughter and his wife back.
当他冷静下来，他知道在这里哭不能解决问题。
When he's quiet down and he thought at this moment, he cries cannot solve his problem.
所以必须要往前去追。
So he must go forward.
但是在追之前，他又做了一件事情。
But before he go forward, that he had done another things.
在这种情况，时间是非常重要的。
At this situation, time is very important.
因为敌人不晓得已经跑多久、跑多远了。
So, we don't know how long this, the enemy has been running away.
虽然时间很宝贵。
Has been running away, although time is very important.
但是求问神是不可忽略的。
But we cannot neglect to ask God.
所以在三十章的第八节，大卫就跟以往一样，先求问神。
So in chapter 30, verse 8, as usual, before David asked God.
很多事情因为时间很紧迫，是可以把它忽略掉。
Many things because our time is in a hurry situation that we will neglect many other ways.
但是祷告求问神求神带领这个绝对不可忽略。
But we cannot neglect that we need to ask God and also ask God for help.
是的是要去追。
But indeed that he must chase after his enemy.
但是先求问神。
But first he must inquire at the Lord.
因为事实上他们也不晓得往哪里去追。
But in fact, they do not know how to go after their enemies.
所以求问神之后他们才往前追。
But after they have asked God, then they go forward, chase after their enemies.
那跟随大卫的大约有600个人。
So the follower of David is about 600 people.
那他们已经走了三天的路程。
They have walked about three days.
那他们又很情绪化的在那边痛哭了一场。
So they were very emotional, was crying.
所以结果呢，有200个人呢，他们就走不动了。
But then, at the end, about 200 people cannot walk anymore.
那这个600个人、200个人没有办法继续往前进，他们的力量少了三分之一。
So 600 people, 200 people cannot walk anymore, and they have lost about one third of the power.
但是这时候大卫他是依靠神。
But this time David relied unto God.
虽然只剩下三分之二的人还是一样求问了神往前进。
Although they only have two thirds of people, but he asked God and continued to chase after the enemy.
因为得着胜利并不总是在乎人多或者人少。
So in order for a person to have victory, and does not always rely onto how many people left.
要紧的是要做的这件事情是不是有神的带领有神的同在。
So most important things, the things we have done, if it's God's abidance with God's will.
大卫现在正要做的正要去做的事情是有神的同在有神的带领。
So the thing that David about to do, it's God's leading him and also God's abiding with him.
我们一直要记得说时间非常紧迫时间非常重要。
So we must always remember time is in a hurry situation and it's very important.
们看到十一节，三十章十一节。
So look at chapter 30, verse 11.
十一节
，verse 11.
这四百个人在田野遇到一个埃及人，就带他到大卫面前，给他饼吃，给他水喝。
11. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water.
遇到一个快要死的人。
So they found a person about to die.
在这很紧急的当中，可以不管这一个人。
In this dangerous situation, they can leave this man.
因为这是一个陌生人。
Because this is someone they don't know.
因为他们有很重要的事情要去做。
And this is a stranger to them. They have something else more important for them to pursue.
但是大卫愿意单言下来。
But David has a stop.
愿意 delay 啊。那这个大卫啊，先来救这一个人。
David want to save this man.
那这一个人也成为一个很重要的，在整个事情上面也成为一个重要的关键。
So this man in fact become a great turning point at that moment.
因为这个人也是敌人所留下来的。
And this man also was left by the enemy.
这个人知道这个敌人往哪里去。
This person know where the enemy was going.
所以这个人可以带他们去找到这个敌人。
So this person can lead David to find the enemies.
所以这个人其实也是神给大卫他们安排的。
So this person is also arranged by God to David.
有时候我们会说，神啊，你的作为在哪里？
Sometimes we ask God, where's your work?
神啊，你差派的天使在哪里？
Where's the angel you sent?
这个人就像是大卫他们的天使一样。
This person is like David's angel.
这个人就像神给他们的使者一样。
This man is also angels that God has given to them.
大卫遇见了，大卫能够把握住。
So David has see this man, and also he grabs onto the opportunity.
就因为他有那一份爱人的心，恻隐的心。
Because he have a heart of a loving people.
所以这一份爱，真诚的爱，来帮助我们，来抓住神给我们安排的好机会。
So this true love will help us and to grasp onto the great opportunity God has given to us.
那所以就这样子，大卫他来化解了他人生当中这一个很重要的一个关键性的时刻。
So David has solved this very most turning point at his life.
那所以，如果我们用这样来读圣经啊，应该是很多地方都是很有这个很有趣的。
So if we study in this way to study the Bible, so many places when we study is very interesting.
那大卫得到了一次的胜利。
It's very interesting, and then David has victory.
那在胜利之后，他又做了一些事情。
After he had a victory, he had done another things.
那这个留给各位继续去看。
So we'll preserve another event for us to study.
所以这整个事迹，我们就仔细的去看为何大卫落入危险。
So we look at it and study in detail. Why is it David was fall into a dangerous situation?
所以有时候我们也会像大卫这样子而落入危险。
Sometimes we are like David, will fall into this dangerous situation.
那在危险当中，大卫如何来面对，如何来解决？
So in this dangerous situation, how can David solve his problems and face his problem?
当我们落入危险当中，我们也可以这样子来面对，来解决。
The same way that we can face our problems and solve our problems.
一起唱诗146首。
Let's sing 146.